fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday. It is Monday, the 17th day of April, year of our Lord 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We do begin, I'm proud to say, with the Pledge of Allegiance should be in every public and private school, every school day of the year. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Perfect tip of the day, we'll discuss this in more detail during Farmers Monday, which begins in just over an hour. That would be to get spare parts for your rifle. Almost nobody does this. Probably 0.1% would be optimistic of the men and women who own rifles in this country have spare parts for those rifles. 0.1%, probably less than that, quite frankly. If you don't understand what spare parts you need, how to get them, how to take care of them, and so forth, work with a certified gunsmith. In brief, what goes wrong with modern firearms is firing pins, extractors, and springs. Firing pins, extractors, and springs. That's your prepper tip today. The open lines this hour. Andrew can't be with us. He's on assignment and he can't be with us. I'll start with this article published at Sputnikglobe.com. Sputnikglobe.com. Dated, looks like 2 days ago, the 15th. Here's the title of the article. Ex-Pentagon officer, Russia's robust capabilities in electronic warfare, second to none. This is also published at Steve Quayle's website, stevequayle.com. So here's the opening paragraph here. The Russian Army's state-of-the-art electronic warfare systems are capable of significantly hampering the planned counteroffensive by Ukrainian forces, according to David Pyne, P-Y-N-E, an EMP task force scholar and former U.S. Department of Defense officer, told Sputnik. And Next, we go to the following paragraph. On April 15th, the Russian Armed Forces commemorate the Day of the Electronic Warfare Specialist, which has been celebrated since 2006 in line with a decree issued by President Vladimir Putin. The holiday dates back to April 15th, 1904, when the enemy's communication system was jammed during the siege of the fortress of Port Arthur amid the Russian-Japanese War. I'm going to skip down to the last paragraph. You can read this article yourself. Here's the final paragraph. According to him, that would be the man being interviewed, the Pentagon specialist, Russia has not really showcased in full cyber and its full cyber and electronic warfare capabilities, which many national security analysts assess to be the best in the world. The scholar added that these capabilities help Russia, quote, blind early warning systems and severely disrupt or degrade military command and control systems of enemies, making it difficult for them to conduct offensive or even defensive operations. The first hour on Mondays, we typically talk about EMP shield devices with Andrew, a former officer in United States Army, where he served in psychological warfare just as I did. Getting the word out to people of the real threat posed by Russia. My wife, the marvelous Mrs. Moore, was telling me this morning that she just read an article that China continues its wartime draft to make their military much larger, the People's Liberation Army and the People's Liberation Navy. I'm not sure what they call their Air Force. Maybe the People's Liberation Air Force. I don't know. Typically, a country doesn't do that unless they have no choice. It's very disruptive to your economy. It's very expensive. It disrupts everything. A wartime draft disrupts everything. And, of course, it's very unpopular with the people. They don't like it. No normal person likes to have their life interrupted by having to go into the military. But that's what's taking place right now. Tucker Carlson has pointed out the alliance growing between Russia and China as if it's something new. As much as I appreciate Tucker Carlson, this is one thing where he's got it wrong. The alliance between Russia and China has been very strong for decades, and when it appeared to be, when they appear to be at odds with each other, that was a cover story perpetrated to deceive the West. I don't want to dwell on it too much because Jeff Nyquist does a much better job at explaining this than I do. Regardless, we have high-level American officials, U.S. congressmen and women, U.S. senators, people in the Biden administration, people in the Department of Defense, tossing about discussions of World War III as if they're ordering a pizza. That's how routine it's become. It's a very scary thing in and of itself, I think, don't you? Let's get back to the prepper tip of the day a bit, because I don't know how much Sam and I will be able to discuss this. Almost all of you out listening to me out there, I mean, probably 90% of you own a rifle of some kind. Maybe a entry-level SKS, for example, which 25 years ago you could buy all you wanted for $90 a piece. I think they're now around $300 or so. It's not much of a rifle, but it is a rifle, and it will shoot and put lead downrange somewhat accurately out to about 300 yards. Or you may own a custom-made AR-15, such as Sam offers, for, say, $10,000 or $12,000, or something in between, which is more likely. Now, wouldn't it be a crying shame if your rifle, whether it's a $300 SKS or a $10,000 or $12,000 custom-built rifle, became a 5 or 8 pound doorstop because you neglected to buy a $1 spring or a $2 firing pin or a $2 extractor? because you neglected to do that, which almost everybody does. You're not alone. When I make the statement, 0.1% of Americans may have spare parts for their rifle, that's a very optimistic figure, by the way. Almost nobody does it. Almost no one. And almost nobody knows how to do it properly. What do they need? Where do they get it? How they take care of it and so forth. Well, I'll be addressing that here. First of all, if you don't already have a working relationship with a certified gunsmith. Now, when I say a certified gunsmith, there may be some female gunsmiths. I'm not aware of any. A man who's graduated from a gunsmithing school, is certified by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, and has a license as a gunsmith, has all the proper professional tools, a proper workspace, a clean, neat workspace specifically set up for gunsmithing. That's who you want to be dealing with. Now, frequently, your relationship with the firearms industry is going to be with your local gun dealer. There are a few gun dealers that have a gunsmith on premises, on site. Most don't, because of the expense. They don't have the volume of business to justify it. The two dealers I work with both have gunsmiths on site, on premises. They'll use for routine stuff. If it's anything complex or really high tech, I take it to Sam Andrews. But for routine gunsmithing, such as mounting a telescopic sight on my rifle, I'll take it to my local trusted gunsmith. If you go to your local gunsmith with a request that you want to get two each of every spring, two each of every extractor, some rifles have one, some rifles have two extractors, and two firing pins, they'll know exactly what you want. They'll know how to get those parts. When you get those parts, you want to keep them segregated in Ziploc bags, for example, properly labeled as to the part number and what rifle they go to. You may end up getting parts for more than one rifle. So let's say you get parts for an AR-15. You want to keep those parts segregated. Each part gets its own Ziploc bag where it's marked with a part number. And then all the parts together should go in one large Ziploc bag, properly marked, so you know what rifle it goes to. So take care of the AR-15. Let's say you've got an M1A. Same thing. You get two each of every spring, two each of the extractors, two firing pins. They're all properly labeled in segregated Ziploc bags. All those parts put together in one large Ziploc bag. Now, if you're going to put these things in long-term storage, you're going to want to soak them down in a rust-prohibiting grease in each of these Ziploc bags and possibly vacuum seal them to protect them even further. What I learned from one of my listeners, what I used to do, and I still will do in some cases, is double bag each vacuum-packed item. But my listener made a great suggestion. That would be to make two seals, a seal on each end of the vacuum-packed bag, which dramatically decreases the rate of failure. And I've seen about a 10% failure rate on the vacuum packing I've done. Now, if you place that vacuum-packed bag inside a second one and double seal each end, you've almost eliminated the chance of failure. Not 100%, but really, really close. And, of course, you want to keep those inside a container that's safe also, such as a military-issue ammo can. Now, let's talk about ammo cans a bit. There's aftermarket ammo cans. Typically, they're plastic, some steel. The testing I've seen is that they don't stand up to being put underwater. They simply don't. They don't. On one hand. On the other, military issue ammo cans that are in excellent condition with a rubber seal still in good condition. If they have not been damaged, inspect them carefully before you buy them. They've become pretty pricey, by the way, compared to the way they used to be. But carefully inspect these cans and the rubber seals before you buy them. They're going to give you the best performance to keep whatever you put in there safe and dry and ready to go whenever you need it. Now, you can use these ammo cans for important documents, for photographs, for anything you want to keep safe and secure. Safe from moisture, safe from rust, and so forth. So that's just a helpful hint there. Typically, ammo cans, you can find them online. You can find them at Army Surplus stores. You can find them at gun shows and so forth. Usually pretty easy to obtain. Not too difficult at all. Getting back to EMP. Most militaries, most of the time, will use some or all of whatever in their arsenal to win their war or keep from being defeated, either or. There have been exceptions. One major notable exception was the Third Reich. The German military in World War II did not use chemical weapons at the order of Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler was injured by chemical weapons in World War I. He hated them. He didn't like them. He didn't think they should be used on the battlefield, and they weren't. The Third Reich went down in their tactical retreat, I should say. I don't believe they were ever defeated, but they hostilities ended in Europe with them not using the chemical weapons. I don't know about biological, but the chemical weapons they had, they didn't use them. But most of the time, these weapons are used. Electronic warfare, EMP, has a lot of advantages. I like to look at what is the goal of the enemy. The war I was part of, the Vietnam War, the enemy, the communists, typically did not destroy infrastructure. They could have easily. The city I was stationed in, Canto, that's C-A-N-T-H-O, two words, C-A-N-T-H-O. It was a city of 1 million people. And back when I was there in 1967, 68, and now it's about 2.5 million, I believe. The Viet Cong easily could have attacked the water supply, could have attacked the power grid. Even during the Tet Offensive, they didn't do either. Not in any substantive way, of course, that I could tell, since I lived there. So they wanted to defeat the South Vietnamese Army, they wanted to defeat the U.S. Army, but they did not want to cause harm to the city and the people that live there. Their people. The Vietnamese people. So that's what took place then, at that point in time. EMP, however, doesn't destroy critical infrastructure. Let me take that back. Depends on how it's deployed. Critical infrastructure in this country, it means a lot of different things. Obviously, the power grid, but it also includes oil refineries, airports, the locks and dams, the computer infrastructure that makes the modern world work. My belief is that the enemy would not want to harm, let's say, going to an oil refinery, for example. I'm acquainted with an oil refinery engineer. She was brought in to help restore part of what was the world's largest oil refinery at Wood River, Illinois. That was a multi-year project to rehabilitate. I don't know how much of that they put back in action, a third of it or a fourth of it, not the entire oil refinery. But that was a five-year project, and they didn't even suffer EMP. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. Be right back.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. EMP Shield has graciously grandfathered my listeners with a $50 discount on each piece of equipment to protect your home, your generator, and your car. And that adds up pretty quick. A typical family is going to want one for their home, one for the each spouse, and one for that youngster off to college. So that's a $200 savings if you get four EMP Shield devices. Very nice discount at thelibertyman.com. Let's do a segue here. Having to do with mRNA vaccines and American food supply. Here's an article at wholecows.com. Never heard of that website. Dated today's date. Here's the headline. Dr. Joseph Mercola, beef producers panic amid mRNA vax news. Apparently, pork producers have been using customizable mRNA-based vaccines on their herds since 2018 without telling the public. That's a nice headline, isn't it? New legislation in Missouri, we've talked about before, House Bill 1169, which he helped write, that would be Attorney Tom Renz, R-E-N-Z, Romeo Echo, November Zebra. helped write that bill. I'm not sure any other state has similar legislation passed or pending, either one. So if that's the case, Missouri is leading the pack on this. It is simply a labeling bill, is all it is. It doesn't require the producers to stop putting mRNA vaccines in their animals or stop the companies that manufacture the food for these animals to stop putting it in. All it requires is labeling. That's it. Why would that be so scary? Well, I'll tell you why. Because the producers are fearful that they will lose market share and people will stop buying what they have, their beef and pork or whatever it might be, chicken, that has the mRNA vaccines in them. That's too bad. I'm sorry. If you're doing something that's harmful to people or people perceive as being harmful, you deserve to lose market share. You really do. And people deserve to know what they're consuming. I look at that as a basic human right to know what in the world it is you're eating. It's not enshrined in the U.S. Constitution. I'm not aware of it being a human right listed anywhere in any worldwide organization, but that's my personal belief, is that it is, in fact, a human right to know what it is you're consuming. Seems like a logical thing to me. So I'll be, tomorrow night we have our Republican Central Committee meeting. I'll be bringing this up at the meeting to see what kind of support we have among the committee members. I know there's going to be some support, may or may not be universal, doesn't have to be. But as members of the Republican Central Committee, we do have some effect on the on legislature, some minimal effect. It's not huge, but some. And we'll see what we can do to see this thing gets passed. I believe the Missouri legislature adjourns next month. I don't know when it adjourns, the precise date, but I don't believe they go into June. So support for this, if you're in Missouri, especially if you're a Missouri citizen, please contact your Missouri state rep, your Missouri state senator, where you live. That's where you're going to have the most impact. A personal visit is best. Next would be a written letter, especially a handwritten letter or a telephone call. Don't bother with an email, quite frankly. The emails are too easy to ignore. But it's relatively easy to meet face-to-face with your state rep or your state senator. Relatively easy compared to a congressperson. So I encourage you to do that if you live in Missouri, to politely meet with them. Do your homework first. Read the bill first. Don't go in there cold because you'll make a fool of yourself. Know what the bill says and what it means, and let your state rep and your state senator both know that you support this and you would like to see them support it. Let them know also, it's only, if they haven't read it, it's only a labeling bill. That's all it is. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with labeling? There's no logical reason I can think of why you would be against labeling. Unless you're fearful of losing market share. Well, if you're putting something there that's going to cause you to lose market share, maybe you shouldn't be putting it in there, right? That's my belief. So I hope you will. I hope you'll. If you live in Missouri, that you will support that House Bill 1169. Here is our bottom of the hour break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
TheLibertyMan.com. That's TheLibertyMan.com. My new webmaster, a very bright young man, hardworking. He's really done a stellar job getting my website squared away, up and running. We had issues a few months ago, as you all know. But everything's back up and running better than ever, quite frankly. And I owe all this to him. I'll be seeing him later today. So what will you find on my website? There's over 9 gigabytes of information there. Really, seriously. You scroll down, it's laid out, and we begin with two panels, but typically three panels across, left to right. The John Moore Ozark Symposium, the first week of August at the Wildwood Springs Lodge, celebrating 101 years in business. It's like walking into a time capsule, a beautiful time capsule, of the way things used to be back in 2023. 1923 is what I meant to say. The chef there prepares excellent meals. We'll have breakfast together. We'll have dinner. My guest will be my live studio audience during that week. We're going to have some interesting discussions and plenty of private one-on-one time with myself, so you get all your questions answered before you leave. If you want more details, you want to register, just give Betsy Murphy a call at 636-530-9502. I say again, 636-530-9502. I'll be staying at the lodge myself, of course. Right next to that, custom log cabin kits. I recently met the owner. He's been doing this for quite a while. He really knows his stuff. You want to build a one-room log cabin like Davy Crockett had 200 years ago? Or would you like a 6,000-square-foot log mansion, such as they have in the TV series Yellowstone, or something in between? That's what we can do with a custom-built log cabin kit. The sale on Liberated Rocketeers continues until midnight the 29th, $500 off. Think about it. The time to get ready for next winter is right now. My neighbors who heat with firewood, they're cutting their next winter supply right now, cutting it and stacking it so it'll be nice and dry, ready to go. The Liberated Rocket Heater is a wood-burning stove, listen carefully, that has no smoke. It's the only wood-burning stove that burns both regular firewood and wood pellets. I prefer the wood pellets because it's so convenient. One bag a day for $6, that's $160 a month. You try to heat your home otherwise for $160. With regular firewood, you can, of course, but you're paying for it. The cost there is your labor. So it's great. Keep your home warm and cozy. Save money. Have a nice flat top on the stove where you can heat up water, prepare a meal, make some coffee. Check out the details at thelibertyman.com. Last but not least, my sale and energy cleaners went well. I'll be getting a fresh batch in hopefully this week. If you have arthritis pain, what are you waiting for? Seriously. You have sleep issues, what are you waiting for? Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on an energy cleaner. That's for me to you personally at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order for your energy cleaner, your Liberated Rocket Heater, at 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. I've become a fan of Elon Musk. He's incredibly wealthy on one hand and involved in manufacturing these outrageously expensive electric automobiles. God bless them. If people are fools enough to buy those things, I wish them well. And I think it is foolish to buy these things, no matter how wealthy you are. But the interviews he's been giving concerning artificial intelligence, for example, I think are very important. He's the kind of man that has firsthand knowledge of what AI is, what it can do, where it's headed. Apparently, it's scaring the hell out of him. He's advocating that development of AI be shut down for at least a year. I don't think it will be. The people that are developing AI are looking to have, they have a profit motive, so they're not going to shut down development of AI. Based on my limited knowledge of what I know about AI, it probably should be shut down, maybe shut down forever. I saw a headline this morning that the head of Google was mystified how an AI program was doing the things they're doing. See if I don't know if I can find that article here real quick at the Liberty Daily. But regardless, apparently the AI is capable of doing things that the people who created it, the programmers, did not intend for it to do, to be able to do. I recall one thing he said, that the AI was making an argument in support of whatever the topic was by citing fictitious non-existent books as their source to support what they were proposing in the article being written by the AI. So, that's a topic that I don't really understand in great detail. I understand it enough to know that we should respect the people who are experts, pay attention to what they say, and put that on hold. Not that anybody listening to me can put it on hold, but It's something to be aware of, pay attention to. Locally here, I did not start with Over the Rainbow this morning because my relationship with this man was not all that close, but he was a dear friend. My friend Jesse Barnett passed away one day last week. Member of the American Legion, Army veteran, great guy. He was our finance officer for the American Legion. I called him a couple times during the week. He didn't return my calls, and that's not unusual for Jesse. He just typically would not be doing that all that well, returning calls. I went to the post office, the Cherry Hill post office, Saturday morning, and the postmaster said, you know, Jesse hasn't been in all this week. He's typically in every day to pick up his mail. That got my attention. So I went home. I talked to Jesse's wife briefly. She was out of town, ex-wife, out of town, and I asked her if she thought I should go by the house. She didn't know. So I told my wife, well, I'm going to go up there. You want to come with me? So we went up there. We got to his house about 3:30 or so. And I honked the horn, no response. Knocked on both the front door and the back door, no response. Doors were locked. I walked to the living room window, and I could look inside, and I could see Jesse was deceased. He had been deceased for 3-plus days from the condition of the body. And of course, I dialed 911 and was there for a couple of hours waiting for the first responders, the ambulance, the deputy sheriff, and eventually the coroner got there after the volunteer fire department showed up, of course. And it's tragic, but Jesse did get the clot shot. I don't know how many boosters. He had health issues, but within days of getting the clot shot, we who were observing, we noticed personality changes. We noticed the beginning of tremors in his hands that he could not control. That's been not quite a year ago, I think, if I recall correctly, that he began showing symptoms following getting the clot shot. Now he's deceased. I don't know. It's been so recent, we don't have arrangements yet for the funeral or celebration of life, whatever it's going to be. His daughter and his ex-wife are making those arrangements. Multiply that times a couple of million. That's what's going on in this country. Men and women, and soon to be teenagers, already some teenagers, boys and girls, dying from the clot shot. About a 20% increase in all-cause mortality, all-cause morbidity. This never happened. Didn't happen during the 1918 Spanish flu. It wasn't even quite that bad during the plague in Europe, I don't believe. In the Middle Ages. That's what's going on right now, the worst crime in recorded human history. My friend Jeff Nyquist is not quite convinced of that yet. At some point he will be. I am convinced this is the worst crime in recorded human history. Not just the United States, but most of the Western world. Africa is a major exception. India is a major exception. China also, and Russia, are exceptions because they're not getting these mRNA vaccines. They're not going to kill their population off that way, are they? But we are. Unfortunately, you can't be unvaccinated. I spent much of my adult life fixing lives that were broken to the best of my ability. Most human issues can be solved with money and legal matters, but a lot of them can't. This is one of them. It can't be fixed. Now, there's various protocols being offered to help people that did not get the clot shot to be resistant to the spike proteins. I don't know which one or if any of them are all that effective. I hope that they are. My wife and I are limiting our exposure to people who got the clot shot, including blood relatives. We like our lives. We don't want to end our lives early because of exposure to spike proteins, including my own daughter. I don't you know, if I do visit my daughter, you know, I'm going to restrict my visit to outdoor spaces. I'm not going to reside in her home overnight and breathe the same air that her family is breathing, exhaling spike proteins. I don't need that. As much as I love my daughter, I don't need that. What a crazy world. What have we done to ourselves? When I it's a matter of time, but I need to be reviewing, and anybody can do this, my interviews with Dr. Horowitz, which began in 2020 on Thursdays. Hours and hours of interviews, especially the first several months. I'm not sure. I think it was March. It may have been February. It's February or March I started interviewing Dr. Horowitz. Those hours and hours of interviews, I know there's some gold nuggets in there of things that he and I were stating at that early point in the make-believe pandemic that have come to be quite true and will stand the test of time. Will stand up to scrutiny. Things we were talking about 3 years ago that have proven to be quite true. So I'll be using some what little discretionary time I've got to go over those archives and pull out those little nuggets so that we can get a separate freestanding archive of people to review the nuggets that were being discussed in March, April, and May of 2020. I know for a fact I made the following statement. I'm not sure if it was with Dr. Horowitz or with Dr. Deagle on Deagle Show, but I made the statement that my belief that the vaccines were already in refrigerators. Turns out they weren't. That was my belief based on what I knew then. Turns out it's true. The vaccines were already in refrigerators waiting to be distributed. My private sources that I've interviewed in confidential interviews tell me that they've worked on these vaccines for 6 years before they were released in January 2021. Not 6 or 9 months, 6 years. Now, how can you work on a vaccine for something that doesn't exist? COVID-19 didn't exist then, right? Well, obviously it did. The COVID-19 is a biological weapon. The vaccines are also a biological weapon. Let that sink into your brain. COVID-19 virus is a biological weapon. The COVID-19 vaccines are also biological weapons. The Moderna and the Pfizer, no. Johnson & Johnson, maybe not so much, maybe not at all. But hardly anybody got the, as far as percentage of people, hardly anybody got the Johnson & Johnson, maybe 10 or 15% of the people. Almost everybody got the real biological weapons manufactured by Pfizer and Moderna. So how is it that a homicide detective talk show host out here in the country, and this is really a remote area, it's a 40-minute ride to the first red, yellow, and green traffic signal. If I know this, how come the authorities don't know and haven't put an end to it? We now have people in the FDA saying, maybe we should stop these vaccines. Very weak language, in my opinion, compared to the language that should be used. We've compromised our military with these vaccines. All pilots, all commercial and military pilots, have been compromised. Almost all the healthcare industry, because it was mandatory in pretty much all hospitals that I'm aware of, that all the doctors, nurses, nurse practitioners, the people that clean the floor, everybody, the receptionist, parking lot attendant, everybody had to get the vaccine in the entire healthcare industry. Police and fire departments, same thing. The men and women we depend on to ensure our safety in normal and hard times have all been compromised. As I've said a number of times, the general staff of Russia and China probably both having champagne toast with strawberries at their pure delight of what they've been able to do to the United States and our ability to defend ourselves. If I was a Russian general staff or Chinese general staff, I'd be having champagne toast with strawberries also. How delightful. We defeated the most powerful military on the planet without firing a shot. Here's your last break this hour. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQRS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What?
Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, I don't.
How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822, that's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My wife, the marvelous Mrs. Moore, forwarded me a tweet from some guy who goes by Murch, M-U-R-C-H, the executioner on Twitter. And here's what he says. It's been over 3 months since the GOP Congress was installed. The J6 prisoners are still behind bars. Ukraine is still getting our money. Biden is not impeached. Mayorkas, that's the head of Homeland Security, is not impeached. And Merrick Garland, the head of the is not impeached either. It's disappointing. when we have all these, a lot of hope raised when we elect what appear to be conservative Christian Republicans, and they don't perform. It takes, when you're a new congressperson, and you get to D.C., it takes probably a month or so to get your staff squared away, figure out what's what, how things work, and so forth, on one hand. On the other, the experienced congresspeople that are there can shorten that learning curve quite a bit and help people get squared away so they can perform. 3 months is long enough to have get some things moving in Congress. And this fellow on Twitter makes a good point. We have dozens, is it several hundred? I don't know how many men and women locked up without due process for more than a year. Haven't been brought before a judge to have their charges read. Have a bond hearing. As many of you know, I began my work in the criminal justice system half a century ago. I was hired as a homicide detective by the state of Missouri at the end of August 1973. Worked my first double homicide the following month, September 1973. So I'm very aware of how the system works since I was part of it for so many years. This is unacceptable. It's a travesty what's taking place with these January 6th defendants. Ukraine was recently revealed in the last several days that $400 million has been skimmed off by Zelensky and his buddies. You know, money's meant for diesel fuel that they skimmed off, went into their Swiss bank accounts. No impeachment coming out of the House Judiciary Committee for Joe Biden, Mr. Mayorkas, or Mr. Garland. None. There should be. There should be hearings leading up to indictments of all these individuals. That hasn't happened yet. Articles of impeachment can only come from the House Judiciary Committee. That's the only place they can originate. The Senate can't do it. No other committee can do it. And the actions of these three men are well known, well documented. Joe Biden's entire family is a crime family. Go top of the hour break. We're back with Sam Anders. We'll have Farmers Monday. Stay tuned.
Subscribe to the Freedom Times monthly newspaper, published since 1985. That's right, 1985. The Freedom Times pulls no punches and observes no sacred cows or taboos. The perilous times we live in are too critical for anything but honest discussion of America's plight. The Freedom Times is the antidote to the lies and distortions of the fake news media. There's no better way to inform and enlighten Americans than by reading the Freedom Times each month. New subscribers may sign up at the special rate of just $29 for 1 year or $55 for 2 years. Subscribe online by going to AmericanFreedomNews.us or mail your subscription to The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. That's The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. Support America's best patriotic newspaper and one of the very few left by becoming a subscriber to the Freedom Times today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.